Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 63, Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 through 5, The Fall of Babylon. Now you will remember in the last section, in the last part of Revelation 17, that God uses the Antichrist and his kings under him to cause the ruin of Babylon. Now, as the title of chapter 18 states in the NIV, we now see the fall of Babylon. Now, in times past, I have seen chapter 18, the fall of Babylon, as God himself, through his angels, causing the great empire of the Antichrist to fall. And now I'm beginning to see it slightly different, and I haven't totally made my mind up. But you see, in chapter 17, you see that God gave Antichrist power to destroy the prostitute, which is Babylon. And in chapter 18, we see the fall of Babylon. So, chapter 18 might well be an elaboration of what we've seen at the end of chapter 17, meaning what we see in chapter 18 is really God using the Antichrist to cause Babylon the Great to fall. That's my take on this so far. So verse 1 reads, "After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his splendor." This tells us something about this angel. Some angels obviously are pretty brilliant. This angel was brilliant enough to illuminate the whole earth. There's something about the angelic realm that we as humans just don't understand. And here is an example. Verse 2, with a mighty voice, he shouted, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons and a haunt for every evil spirit." We notice here that the nations of the world under the Babylonian rule is really very much demonically influenced. She is the home of demons. This tells us that the future of the nations of the world is not going to be just humanistic in nature, but demonic in nature. It goes on to read, "A haunt for every evil spirit, a haunt for every unclean, detestable bird, for all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adultery." Every nation on earth will be sucked into the seduction, the seductive power of Babylon the Great. And that includes the Western world, and that includes America. Some people believe that America, there's no way that they could be sucked into some kind of demonic activity such as this. But it says all nations of the world will drink the maddening wine of Babylon. It goes on to say, "The kings of the earth committed adultery with her." Obviously, this is symbolically speaking, the nations of the world get in bed with the Babylonian kingdom, and they are seduced to do so. They're probably being bribed. It's like a prostitute seducing a man. So the prostitute of Babylon seduces the nations of the world to do as she wishes. "And the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries." The economy of the world will be centered in the Babylonian Empire here, and much money will be made. There's always money made in prostitution, and this is the ultimate prostitution. It's economic prostitutions. And the world will become rich. We see excessive luxuries here. That tells me something. It tells me a little bit of how God views luxuries. When luxury becomes excessive, when it becomes prostituted, when it becomes the goal of our lives, it is clearly wrong. I believe this says something about our modern-day prosperity teaching that, in my estimation, borders on this kind of excessive luxuriousness.